right, everybody. Good evening, Family Worship Center. Whew, what a great night, huh? Hey, wasn't today an amazing day here in the city of Newcastle? Amen? Kelly has a word that's been germinating within her for a long time that she's ready to release. We just pray, Father, that our ears are open and our hearts are open to hear what the mother of our house has to say. Amen? Don't forget today your tithes and offerings as we start worship. Please come up. And thank you to all those who give to this ministry. We have many ways to give. You can give online, in person. We have so many different things and so many different projects we want to plan. And we'll be talking here in the very near future about giving and about stewardship. And this is not going to be the same old stewardship program we talk about. This is going to be something different. It's going to be a way that you can release the power of God in your life through giving. And it's powerful. You can never outgive God. So this is not going to be that boring old, well, you know, Jesus can use your money. Jesus don't need your money. Jesus got it all anyway, right? So Jesus don't need your money. He needs your heart. And your heart's attached to your wallet many times, right? So this is going to be an opportunity for us to learn. Pastor Chris is working on some messages, and we'll be really digging deeper into this. So amazing things are happening here at Family Worship Center. But now we're going to do something that's awesome. We're going to have the opportunity to praise and worship our God. So I'm going to read you real quickly Psalm 150. And this is coming from my new personal favorite Bible, the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God in this holy sanctuary. Praise Him in His stronghold in the sky. Praise Him for His mighty miracles. Praise Him for His magnificent greatness. Praise Him with trumpets blasting. Praise Him with piano and guitar. Praise Him with drums and dancing. Praise Him with loud clashing of cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everyone everywhere join in the crescendo of ecstatic praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Father, we just thank You for this night. We thank You for the opportunity You give us to come and worship You. Father, we just thank You for this house. We thank You for the city we live in. Father, we just pray right now that You will open up the heavens, that You will hear at this sacrifice of praise in Your throne room. We thank You, Lord. We give You the glory, the honor, and praise, for You are the Almighty God. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord, and we sing these praises in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Are you ready to worship? Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring. You're the stirring. You're the life for the sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, sing and give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. Though I'm going deeper, deeper still, because of Your love. Because Your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into Your love, into Your love. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift Your hands, give the glory. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Lift Your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into Your love, because Your love keeps going deeper. worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. We make a miracle work, promise keeper, night in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle work, promise keeper, night in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Even when I don't feel.
Even when I don't see that you're working, even though I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop working, never stop working. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God,
that is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Who you say you are.
That is who you are.
You are who you say you are.
That is who you are.
You are who you say you are.
That is who you are.
We stand here tonight, God.
That is who you are.
We stand here tonight agreeing, God. Hallelujah.
Come
on, that you're a miracle worker.
That
you're the way maker,
you
God.
Are.
God, Lord, you break
that
through darkness,
who
God.
You are.
That's who you are.
That's
who you
who
are. Come on, sing
are.
It with me. Yeah. Yeah, that is who you are. Yes, and
that is who you are.
Come on.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
Yes,
that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who he is. Come on, lift up your hands.
Who you are.
Yeah.
That is who you are.
Yeah.
want you to take your hand and put it on your heart right now. Come on, you need breakthrough. You need healing. I'm standing here tonight agreeing, come on, that He is who He says He is. He cannot go against you. Receive it right now. There's breakthrough coming in your life right now. There's breakthrough coming right now. God, you're the light that breaks through darkness. That's who you are. That's who you are. We agree, God. We stand here tonight. God, you rise up those that are, God, Lord, in a place with no breath. God, Lord, you breathe. Yeah, you breathe. Oh, God. That's who you are. That's who you are. Oh, God. Come on, come on here. Yeah. I agree, God, right now. The power of God. In Jesus' name. Just receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel God on the scripture right here. I want to share this because I feel God right here. I want you to hear this. I don't know where you are. I don't know if it's somebody that's watching that needs to hear this. Hallelujah. But I want you to hear this. Hallelujah. I just want you to realize this. I want you to know this. I just want you with your eyes closed. I want you to hear. Come on. I want you to know because God whispered in my ear. I want you to tell them. Hallelujah. I know where they are. I know what they're going through. I have not forsaken them. Hallelujah. I will never leave them. Hallelujah. I am who I say I am. I am who I say I am. God, Lord, we just want to let you be who you are, God. We take aside all shells, all the things, God, Lord, that we put up in front of us to try to be strong, to try to be more than what we are. We lay it down right now, God. Lord, we want to be authentic before you, God. We want to lay it all down. Say, here I am, Father. Here I am, here I am, here I am, God. Be who you say you are to me, God. I need you to be who you are to me. Whenever you need me to be. Whatever you need to be in my life, God, Lord, I receive it right now. Oh, God, right now. But I hear the Lord said this. Tell them how precious are my thoughts unto them. How great the sum of them are. If I should count them, they are more than the number that the sand is. Hallelujah. And when I wake, I'm still counting. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. The thoughts that God has for you, that God loves you, that God's thoughts are towards you. Hallelujah. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Whatever lie, I pray it be broken in Jesus' name off your mind. Hallelujah. That the scales of doubt be broken right now. I pray for an increase. Hallelujah. An increase, a breath of fresh faith in this house right here, right now in Jesus' name. We declare it. Hallelujah. So just receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. By saying amen in Jesus' name. Say amen in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God's too good. God's too good. Too good, man. I get lost. Man, I just told my wife, I leaned over to her. I said, listen, I'm about lost in God's love right now. And you ain't going to find me. I want to get so lost in God's love that you can't find me no more. That you can't find me no more. Hallelujah. That my enemies can't find me. Hallelujah. They can't find me. Why? Where's he at? Randy, where's he at? Hallelujah. He's lost in the Father's love. Hallelujah. You can't touch him. You can't touch this. I'm lost in his love. I'm lost in his love. So just embrace it. Just embrace it. Hallelujah. Just say yes to the Father's love. Just take hold of it. Hallelujah. God wants to shower you. God wants to bless you. God wants to love you. Hallelujah. Unconditionally, without merit. He just wants to love you. He wants to love you. I'm here to tell you tonight. I got the honor of telling you that he's thinking about you. He's thinking about you. He's calling you, come up higher. Step a little deeper. embrace Him a little more. Get lost in His love. Where you can't feel the ground anymore. Come on, where you're out of control and you're lost in His love. I want to get out of control. Hallelujah. I want to be lost in His love. Hallelujah. I want to live in abandonment. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Praise to you. I just play for a second. As I set my wife up here. All right. Wife take over here, but I just come on up here. Children can go to the classes. I want you to hear this. I just really feel that like never before. I just feel an urgency. I feel a call of God. Father, if you've never stepped where you are, hallelujah. I know in your hearts, sometimes I know there's places in my heart that I know that I've not stepped far enough, that I've not stepped after God, that I've held places back. And I really feel that, man, we can never experience the holiness, the magnitude of this great God without letting go. Sometimes we hold on so much to things that we hold on to things and we don't experience the greatness of God by living in abandonment. By trusting Him and letting go. See, I don't understand where I'm at, but God, you're bigger, you're greater, you're worthy of my praise. We act like it's so hard, but God just wants to embrace us. He wants to hold your hand. He wants to walk through it. Know with your heart that God's with you. Know with your heart that God's holding your hand. He's not let you go. He will never let you go. He will never abandon you. But God's holding you like never before. In the midst of darkness, Lord's more real. He's more real. He's more real than ever. Hallelujah. Let that light, let it shine. Let it beat in your heart. Hallelujah. Let this love of God, hallelujah, overwhelm you. Magnitude of our great God, that we can experience and we can hear the voice of God calling. He's calling. I feel so privileged right here tonight. We're so privileged for God to call me. He called me and I heard His voice. I heard him. You heard Him. You're here tonight because you heard Him. You heard Him. Don't stop hearing Him. Don't stop running after Him. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Lay it down. It's not worth it. It's not worth whatever you hold on to. But lay it down and run after God. Just take hold of Him. He's worth it. Him alone. He alone is worthy. Just Him. Hallelujah. All that He has. We don't have to come negotiating. We don't have to come compromising. But we have to just come to God and say, here I am, God. Here I am, Father. Here I am. Take me. Take me, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to receive what you have for us, God. We want to receive what you have, God. We honor you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. I just want to say, as I sit down, I just want to thank you. Sorry. But I just want to thank her. Being a pastor, it's hard. It's real hard sometimes, really hard. But God fit me together with somebody that when you don't know about it, that God knows about it, but you don't know about it, she picks me off the ground. She wipes the tears off my face. And challenges me to bless the Lord with all my soul and all that's within me. And to praise Him another day. and to cheer me on to keep running the race and to be faithful to the calling. I want to thank you for being that to me. I want to thank you for being faithful, faithful to these people and to me. We love you. Come on, hallelujah.
Excited to be in this spot and not over there, but just I'm excited that you're here. That God brought you here tonight for this moment in time. And I look out at all of you sitting here and what magnificent masterpieces that God has placed in this house. And if you would only know the worth that God has put inside each and every one of you. Listen, church, we are mighty. Mighty. We have a voice of our own, but we have a voice corporately. And we are mighty, church. Hallelujah. I just want to say thanks first. He thanked me, and I just want to thank, first and foremost, celebrate and honor this set man of God. I know he doesn't like honor and everything, but give him more clap offering. Thank you for being honorable, trustworthy, a man of integrity, a man that bleeds for our need. A man that gets in the throne room and pulls from God for a word for you that never lets go of God. Hallelujah. And he seeks him passionately with every fiber of his being. I know I see it. And listen, you're in the right place because a man that follows after God like that, he'll lead you to the throne room with him. Amen. So we thank you for taking us to deeper heights. Or higher heights and deeper depths. And I just want to let you know that we will follow you.
Yes. Amen.
And we all will follow on for more of him. Amen. Yes. And as the worship team was worshiping tonight, I couldn't have picked better songs. Thank you, worship team. Thank you. I don't know who picked them, Dan. Thank you. Because everything was centered in on this moment right now. We need more of him. We're going deeper. Still, we're going deeper, which is part of what I want to say tonight. We are pressing in for more of him. Hallelujah. But also, God, we need things. We're just believing who you are. Amen. I raise a hallelujah. No matter what, in the presence of my enemies, I raise a hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him in the name of Jesus. I just thank you for the worship team and what they pour out. Hallelujah. They brought it tonight. Amen. They brought it tonight, and like Pastor Chris said, we are praying for many in our body. We are praying for Tom. Karen, if you're listening, we are praying with you. Listen, she sent, I don't know, a few people a text last night. There was a word, a scripture in there. I said, that's your word, Karen, and hold on to it. Keep it before you. Don't let it go. God gave you that word. Amen. So we're believing for you. Melody and Melissa, raising them up off their bed of affliction. Amen. COVID, go back to the pits of hell where you belong. Let go of our people. Let go of God's people. Amen. Let it go. Release. We have to send this back where it belongs, back to the pits of hell. You have no authority over us. Hallelujah. Yeah. So anyone that's facing any sickness, be gone in the name of Jesus, because we have a work to do. Amen. We have a work to do. There are many, and bishops, our spiritual mother and father in Fremont, Ohio, many in his church that are struggling as well with not feeling good. And we praise the Lord for Josh coming through the surgery yesterday. Amen. That was an answer to prayer. Amen. So God is moving. Amen. Listen, when you get 50, I don't know, like you need these. I'm giving away my age, huh? What's that? Still need it. So I'm going to put these on because I don't know. It's kind of dark in here, but But I'm here to tell you tonight, church, I'm here to tell you tonight, get desperate. Get desperate. And I know many of you are, but if you aren't, get desperate. Hallelujah. If you have been in any of my classes on Saturdays, I know some of this is just going in and I go over a lot of stuff, but this is in my heart. This is pounding in my heart, reverberating in my heart to draw close to God, draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. Listen, draw nigh to Him, and His word says He will draw nigh to you. Amen. I believe some things are worth repeating. So if I repeat myself, it's worth repeating. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for a people who will touch God with me. Touch God tonight with me. Press in a little more. Press, if you're not finding God's favor, if you're not finding an answer for God, maybe you just need to press in just a little more. Just a little more. Like the song says, deeper. Deeper still. That tells me that there's more to go. Right? Sometimes we dig down just a little bit, but sometimes we have to keep digging. Amen? And you get some water and you get a sign of life down there and water. But sometimes it's in the deep places, the deep wells. Hallelujah. In the natural realm, listen, we all know in the natural, there's turmoil, there's chaos, and we have a divided nation right now. It's out there. That is chaos in us, in the natural realm. But oh church, hallelujah, in the spirit realm, there is a mighty rumbling, hallelujah, of a church being awakened. Hear me, a church is beginning to awaken up to her true calling and bride. You know, I was watching some things and some ministers on TV. I don't watch a lot of them. There's a few that I'll pull up like on YouTube and everything that really speak to my heart and, but I was watching all these ministers and I'm like, we go to church every Sunday and we hear the set man of God and they do have the word for us. Don't knock that. But I want to come to a day and age where we're just flowing in God. Amen. That we don't have to come and hear a word all the time and get fueled up for this moment. And then you have to go back home and then you have to come Wednesday night and Saturday night and get filled up again. I think we should be always, always on fire, filled up with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Filled up in the name of Jesus. But there's a church that is awakening with a tremendous stirring and a move of God. Amen. God is putting it together. Do you remember the story of the dry bones? Oh, He's putting it together. He's knitting them together. He's knitting us together, bringing bone to bone and flesh to flesh. Amen. And when you have a church like that, amen, when God brings it together, nothing can stop it. Hallelujah. Nothing. I'm here to tell you, intercessors can change nations. They can change cities. They can change their families. They can change situations. I'm not just talking puny little prayers. I'm talking intercessors that get down on their knees and they war and they fight, hallelujah, for their family, for their city. Ask, church, ask for your family. Ask. Ask for your children. Ask for your city. Hallelujah. Do you know, there's nobody that can pray for my daughter, Kristen Lee Kaufman, more than her mama. I mean, you can pray for her. She had a sickness, an illness, whatever. You can pray. But no one's going to pray for her like I can or her daddy can. Amen. No one's going to pray for your children the way you can. No one's going to pray for your loved one the way you can. Do not let go of God. Hallelujah. Do not let them just wander out here. You hold on to that promise and you pray them through. Hallelujah. Pray them through in the name of Jesus. No one can bless them and pray for them like you can. Become desperate. In Psalm 63:1, I'm beginning to becoming more passionate about the New Living Testament, and I bought my own self a Bible because I've just been using the King James, but God's been speaking my heart to switch it up a little bit, so I use all kinds of Bibles. I have all kinds in my study room. But that's where it is. You can bring it up in King James. It might be a little bit different, but this is my version, and I wrote it down. It says, "Oh God, You are my God. I earnestly search for You. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. Amen. So I just want you to go through, or maybe on my version, I guess. You are my God. Earnestly, I search for you. Hallelujah. My soul thirsts for you. Hallelujah. My whole body longs for you. Do you see something in that? Hallelujah. That we are longing after God. I'm longing. I'm earnestly seeking him. Hallelujah. And where there it speaks of no water, that's without the Spirit. The Spirit, the water speaks of the Spirit. So that means talking, there's people sometimes that don't press in with the spiritual things of God. We have to press in with the spiritual things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Desperate means having lost hope. Being desperate means having lost hope. A desperate spirit crying for relief. Moved by despair or utter loss of hope. We know people that have no hope. We know people that are in despair. We know people that are lost. They have no hope. But church, we have the answer. And it's Jesus. And we have to be desperate enough to press in for them, amen, until they can find their way. But to just to press in a situation requiring a radical solution. So we have some situations requiring a radical solution. And you know what it's going to take? Pressing in to find this very heartbeat. Amen. I may not be the one to say this, but you can't get God just at an hour in church. You can. I mean, you can get a word for you and go home. But you have to desperately want him and want more of him day in, day out. It has to be the first thing on your mind and the last thing on your mind at night. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, when you are standing on the promises, amen, I've taken this word sometimes and laid down with it and held it to my heart because there's promises in there and I'm not letting them go. They're promises God has given to me. Hallelujah. So listen, a desperate person is dangerous. They are willing to take any measure necessary. Any measure. Do you ever know somebody that is desperate? And we think of the world and we still see movies or whatever. It's people that are desperate for money or people that are desperate for this or drugs or whatever. They're dangerous. But turn it around. People that are desperate for God are dangerous. You get around somebody that's desperate for God and they'll help you be like, I want what that has, you know. It'll help you get desperate for God, stir you up. Whatever it takes, attitude. Whatever it takes to get desperate for God. Hallelujah. So my question tonight to all of us here, myself included, is how desperate are you? How desperate are you? How desperate are you willing, are you to walk with God? How desperate are you? Listen, if you had a loved one that, you know, was waiting and maybe the situation was very bleak, how desperate are you to see that loved one raised up and brought back? It's not going to take measly, puny little prayers. It's going to take a person that is going to the throne room of God and imploring, say, God, I'm not going to let you go. Your promises are yes and amen. Your word says, ask and I shall receive. Amen. So how desperate are we? Desperation can drive you to hope or to hate. Desperation can confirm your faith or it can corrupt your future. Desperation can develop you or doom you. And desperation can focus your faith or force your failure. And this is just real. I guess my heart is for us to be stirred. Amen. Because I want to see miracles. I want to see the lame walk again. The blind receive their sight. I am desperate to see it. And I am a person, and my husband is one of them, and many in this church, hallelujah, we are praying for God to restore and set free those that are oppressed, those that are sick, those that are bruised, those that are afflicted with whatever disease or drugs, alcohol, amen, to be set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. And this desperation I'm talking about is not knowing him, because you already have a relationship with him, but it's wanting a more. It's wanting to go deeper, have a more desire for more of him. Once you lay hold of God, church, never, 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 never let it go. Never let it go. It's like precious, so precious. Don't let him go, church. Don't let him go. In Psalm 84, verse 1 and 2, this is the sons of Korah. So I'll wait for him. So I was going to read it out of mine, but it's easier. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord of hosts. I long and yearn for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Hallelujah. Our hearts need to be crying out, yearning for him, beating for him. Hallelujah. Desperate for more of him. I yearn for you, God. My heart and my flesh fail, but my heart beats after you. More, 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 more of you, God. More of you. Anybody desperate can get it. And it is available for everyone. And God has given unto us the privilege to co-labor with him. He's given that unto us. To co-labor with him in prayer. And do you know our prayer affects things? It changes things? That's why the enemy fights so hard against us. Do you know that? Do you feel it in this hour? That's why the enemy is fighting so hard, especially for a praying family, member, church. The enemy will fight so hard against that. Because when he knows, when you step in and get more of him, we're unstoppable. Right. We are unstoppable. We can do all things through Christ. We have to believe it. Amen. You know what? I'm not used to it. Sorry. When I'm over there in the class, I always stop and get a drink, and I'm like, anybody want to share anything? Because I'm about ready to say, anybody want to share anything? So I always give them the opportunity. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Intercessors change history. Can you hear that? They change the mind of God. And people sometimes say, I don't know if I believe in that. Yes, they can even change the mind of God. Do you know that? Intercessors can enter in and get so hold of God that they change his mind. Amen. So I'm going to read Mark chapter 7. If I can find it in here. You know when you get a new Bible, it like sticks together. So Mark 7, and I will begin at verse 24. And like I said, this is a New Living Testament. So if it's a little different than one on the screen, just follow along. But this is about the faith. I'm talking about a woman that changed God, changed the mind of God for the situation. And this is the Gentile woman. And it says, then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. And he didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Right away, a woman who had heard about him came and fell at his feet. Her little girl, church, her little girl, I can't imagine, like my little girl, I'm going to enter in for my little girl. Well, she might be not little, but I'll do anything. Implore God with anything for my child. But she said her little girl was possessed by an evil spirit. And she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile born in the Syrophoenician, Jesus told her. This is what he said to her. First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. That's harsh. We've all heard this probably preached. Amen. But I mean, if you're that woman, that harsh. And there's a little thing called offense. And I'm telling you that if somebody said some things like this to us, we would have just left. Like, how dare? This is Jesus speaking. Amen. And look what she does. She replied, "That's true, Lord. But even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." "Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demons were gone. She interrupted the plans of God, because at first Jesus was like, "No, I can't do this." But she would not take no for an answer. Listen, she was persistent. She did not take no. She kept begging, "God, please, even the dogs get crumbs." You know, she would not let him go. She kept, I want to say, nagging him. She would not let him go. Hallelujah. She interrupted God. Her faith and her request, because of her faith, her request was granted. Because of her faith. Hallelujah. I want faith like that, that I can go to God and interrupt the plans of God. Hallelujah. Interrupt sometimes his plans of God, where he sometimes says, "No, Kelly, no, no, not yet. My time hasn't come for that situation. But I'm not going to let him go until he blesses my child or blesses my family, blesses my husband." It may be your husband or your children. Amen. Can I hear amen? Can I just put an ad in? I'm being real. When ministering, it's good to say amen. It's encouraging. I know with him, he enjoys it. I mean, me, I'm like, okay, but he loves it. Pull on the word of God. But always pray, never give up, and persistence is the key to receiving. Persistence is the key to receiving. And I believe right now there is an army of intercessors that are not staying silent. They are beginning to wake up, and don't think ever, ever we have enough of God. There's always something more of God you can get. There's always something deeper you can press into God. Don't think you're settled and you have enough, and I know all the things, and a lot of you here probably know more than Word of God than I do. But listen, don't think you ever have enough. God can show you new. There's times I pick up this Word of God and I read it one way, and the next day I pick up and I get another truth out of another, the same scripture. Don't ever think you have enough. You can always get more of Him. Hallelujah. It's in the overflow. When you are filled up, you have a container and it is filled up. It's like when you are going to God and that container is filled up. Hallelujah. That's the overflow. It's filled. And not only filled, it is running over. And then it's in the overflow that the people around you get healed, saved, and touched. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we come and we lift up our little cup and it's half full. God wants us to be filled up, overflowing. Hallelujah. To be diligent and desperately seeking after Him. Nothing else matters. Yes. Nothing else matters but Him. Seeking more Him. Nothing else matters. Hallelujah. You cannot live over here, church, in the war zone 24/7. Praying and warring and fasting and doing this and do. You cannot stay here 24 hours. You have to be over here. I'm running on my shoe. In your prayer room. Praying, getting filled up, being strengthened, hallelujah. Saying, "God, I love you. Oh, you, I know you love me. I praise you and I thank you. God, you love me. God, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you." Amen. Get filled up over here, because when you get filled up, then you can go and fight and war on your behalf for your family, for your friends. Hallelujah. Listen, being in His presence is your lifeline. It That's your lifeline. I have to be strengthened. I have to be filled up with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bold prayers move God. The prayer of faith, it moves him. And the word says, pray without ceasing. And I just feel to say this. I even wrote this down because I got a call right at this moment today. And we want answers, don't we? We want, sometimes right now, we want answers to hard things, hard questions. Amen. But there's places and times in our life where they're just mysteries of God. Hear me. And some things there are just no answers for sometimes. I don't know why. That's just God. I guess when we finally meet him face to face, we can ask some of these questions. They're mysteries. They're hidden in God. But I believe if they're mysteries, we can still try to search them out. Find out why, how, God. Amen. There are some things there's no answers for. Places of pain that are just unspeakable. They're devastating. They're hard places. Church, I've been in a hard place. Hallelujah. I've been there. Many of you have been in a hard place. Hallelujah. But God, you have to choose. But God, I love you more than what I can understand. That has to be on your heart. I love you, God, more than how I understand this situation. I can't think about it. I can't fathom about it. I can't understand the situation. But God, I love you and trust you more than this situation. You're above it all, above that thing. Amen. And we're just called to trust sometimes. Amen. How do we handle what we're dealing with? We seek it out in his word. Go to his word. Everything's in there that we need. Praying the word over your situation is the most powerful thing you can do. Is pick up this word of God. And I'm telling you, there's promises. Hallelujah. Scriptures. The word of God breathed spirit and life into his word. And there's scriptures in here that you can apply to your life. And pray it. And don't let it go. We let it go. We read it one time and we let it go. Do not let it go. Hallelujah. I told my sister last night, I think it was, that scripture, the Lord gave her a scripture. I said, do not let that go. I said, if you have to tape it to your forehead, tape it to your forehead. The word of God says that. You know, if you have to tape it to your forehead, put it in your bathroom, put it in your counter, see it in the morning in the bathroom when before you go to work, put it in your lunchbox, put it on your steering wheel in your car. Hallelujah. Amen. I was listening to a lady the other day and she goes shopping in the grocery store with headphones on and her phone and she's just shopping. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And people are just like looking at her and she's like, Yeah. She's praying all the time. She don't care if she's in a grocery store. She don't care if she's wherever she at Walmart. She's praying constantly all the time. Hallelujah. We need to be desperate church like that. Hallelujah. In 1 John 5:14-15, it says, and this is the confidence. Hallelujah. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Hallelujah. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for according to his will. According to his will. I mean, sometimes like we get this so backwards, like, okay, I'm going to take this scripture and I'm going to go out and ask for a Cadillac. Oh, I have a Cadillac. Sorry. That's not a good example. I never asked for a Cadillac. But we went to the car dealership and that was the one on the lot that fit our budget and it looked good and I like it. And I don't drive a Cadillac to be prissy, but I like my car and it's the one that fit our budget. And after we bought it and the way home, my husband says, I always wanted a Cadillac. I said, so he answered one of his prayers. Amen. But listen, sometimes we as people and children of God come to him and like, I want that man over there. It's somebody else's husband okay? And I want him. God, you know I like him. God's not going to give you somebody else's husband. That's not what I'm saying. Like, we can't pray amiss. Amen. We have to pray according to God's will, asking what his heart. That's why I'm saying get into God, get deeper with him, go, get desperate, and you will know what is on his heart. And then you can ask him for these things. Hallelujah. Because they're on his heart. They're on your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a song that I played last week for my class that my confidence is your faithfulness. I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness. And I will rest in your promises. Hallelujah. All your promises are yes and amen. I apologize, I'm not a singer. But walk confidently into the throne room of God. And how to get a word from God. How do we get it? We ask. Lean in and start expecting a word. Listen, God told me, amen, when I begin to start doing this, he says, Kelly, I speak loud, I speak clear, and I speak often. Hallelujah. I speak loud, I speak clear, and I speak often. Listen, but we have to be expecting it. We have to say, God, I want to hear it. Look for it. Did you know if you want a word from God, you have to look for it. You have to search for it. Hallelujah. Do you know sometimes he might give it to you on a billboard or in a commercial? If you're wanting a word and you are desperate for a word of God, you will find that word. He will speak that word. It might be through a family member. Say something. Amen. And when you get that word, don't let it go. Don't let it go. You hold on to it and you keep it before you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And maybe even on a bumper sticker. Hallelujah. But Hebrews 11:6, this is a faith chapter. And like Randy, you don't always have to go with me because I wrote a lot of them down. But it's impossible to please God without faith. We know that. It's impossible to please God without faith. And anyone who comes to him must believe that God exists. And he rewards those who sincerely, hallelujah, or diligently, different versions say it different ways, seek him. He comes to God first believing, hallelujah, that he is a rewarder to those who diligently, those who are tireless, those who persevere, those who are desperate, seeking him. That's faith. Hallelujah. That's faith because you are believing. And then, I heard this as I was listening to that one lady that was praying in the grocery store, and she says, if you Google diligent, it comes up a dog chases squirrels in the park. Have you ever seen a dog chase a squirrel?
Yes.
They won't let that thing go until they get it. Yep. Amen. He's after that thing. So we have to be after the things of God. Like a dog chasing a squirrel, we have to be after the things of God. Be like that. Amen. Be desperate. Hallelujah. Is anybody desperate? Anyone can get it and anyone can have it. Hallelujah. I just want to go. I won't keep you that much longer. Hallelujah. What time is it? But I just want to say the woman, we all know her, the woman with the issue of blood. She was desperate, church. 12 years with no answers, in pain and in obscurity. She wasn't allowed to be around anybody. She was desperate to get Jesus. She spent all she had, her last hope. Can you imagine being sick 12 years? 12 years. I know there's people that are. But you have to get to a place where I've had enough and I'm desperate. And I don't care if I have to crawl. I don't know if she did this, but I don't care if you have to crawl to Jesus. But be desperate for him. Amen. Her desperation produced her healing. Hallelujah. Amen. Zacchaeus, he's another one. Tiny little Zac. He was so desperate, he climbed up in a tree to see Jesus. That's how desperate he was. He was a tax man. He was little stature. Nobody likes... Sorry, she's not here. But, you know, we've been watching that the show, and it's hard to like people, tax people, you know, because they're taken from you and everything, you know. So I can imagine him. He probably didn't have, like, a lot of friends, and he's there. But something within him was desperate to meet Jesus that day. And there was a whole crowd around Jesus, a whole crowd, lots of people there. But he's the one that climbed up in a tree. He was desperate. And guess who Jesus went home with? Zacchaeus. He didn't go home with anybody else. He went home with the desperate one. Hallelujah. Can you say desperate?
Desperate.
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 Another issue, example, Jairus. He was the leader of the local synagogue, and he was desperate. And Jesus was ministering to the people along the streets of Capernaum. And when suddenly he was confronted with this desperate man came to him, and he fell at Jesus' feet in the dust. Fell. Because why? His 12-year-old baby girl was home, sick and dying. He was desperate. He was desperate. He had to get to Jesus. Jairus is begging. He's begging Jesus, come, come lay hands on my dying daughter. He's in desperation. But we all know the story. At the same moment this is happening, that's when Jesus touches the woman with the issue of blood. God brought these two circumstances together, I believe. Jesus addressed the older woman as daughter, and Jairus is just standing there knowing his little girl is near death, his little girl. And the woman has been sick for, I just started thinking of this today when I was writing this down. This woman has been sick for 12 years. And this is my question. Why couldn't Jesus wait one more day to heal her? One more day. 12 years. What's one more day? Right? But here's Jairus. His baby girl is near death. You would think he would like, okay, wait, woman. You know, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll heal you. But think about it. I believe, this is just me. I believe God touched the woman with the issue of blood for Jairus's faith to be increased. Like he issued this woman 12 years with an issue of blood. And here's Jairus like, wow, God, Jesus just did this for her. Oh, my faith is being stirred. I know he'll do it for my baby. Hallelujah. I know he will do it for me. Jairus watched the miracle with this woman. His faith just increased. Hallelujah. But guess what? Horrible news came. They sent messengers and they told him, and even interrupted at that moment, right at that moment, that the little girl died. Do not bother the master any longer. Your little girl has died. Listen, that shakes you. I don't care who you are. You just want to give up at that moment and say, okay, thank you, Jesus. I'll see you later. Maybe not come back to church for a few weeks. And it's a hard, I'm not knocking because I was there. I've been there. Amen. It's a hard place to walk through. Horrible news. But right at this moment, doubt crept in. Faith had just flourished with a miracle he just witnessed, but now he hears the word that his daughter is dead, and his faith floundered. And it sank, and it seemed like all hope was gone. But upon hearing the news of Jairus' daughter's death, Jesus was about to challenge every ounce of fear and doubt that he had. And that's what Jesus wants to do with us, challenge us. We have fears, church, and we have doubts, and he has come to challenge us. Because sometimes we are encouraged because we see somebody else receive something, or even we might receive something for a moment, but the next moment, all hope seems lost, and he wants to keep encouraging us. Amen? And this is what he said to Jairus, something so simple yet so significant. He said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. And Jairus trusted. And we all know Jesus goes back to the house and he puts out all the people that were doubters, the weepers, the complainers, and that had no hope. Amen. And Jesus shuts the door and he takes her by the hand and raises her up, brings her back to life. Hallelujah. And Jairus and the woman was restored. Hallelujah. Because two desperate individuals came desperate for God to interrupt his plan at the same moment. And Jesus took care of them different ways, but he took care of both of them. Amen. You cannot do it without God, church, and he will not do it without you. Let me say that again. You cannot do it without God, and he will not do it without us. Hallelujah. He is the vine and we are the branches, and whatever is in the vine is going to flow through the branches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am here tonight. I want my prayers answered, and I want to move of God. Yes. I am desperate, and I am imploring you. I guess that's why I'm here saying what I am. I'm desperate. So is there anybody out here that is desperate?
Yes.
Amen. Am I talking to the right people? You're desperate. You hear a word of God from this man, and he is just pulling us along to get more. What is it? Every week, more of God. Press in. Get your healing. Get your strength. Whatever you need, God is here to meet you tonight. Hallelujah. Come to him in confidence and ask bold prayers. Hallelujah. Two ways to remain desperate. Two ways. One, long for his presence, church. Long for it. The more of God, the more longing for him. And two, long for his word. Long for his word. Long to be in his presence. Long for his word. Hallelujah. So I hope this word will keep you, encourage you to keep believing, keep praying. Listen, you are dangerous. And I wrote this down. We are like spiritual terrorists shaking hell. We are. We are. We're like spiritual terrorists shaking hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're asking God, bless us. Like just like Jabez, Beth gave me a book on that just recently, you know, a few months ago, well, earlier in the year. And I know about it. Wait, I have it written down here. Can I just take 1 second? Okay, I promise I will. It's in Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. A 32-word prayer, only one sentence long. And you know what? People say, well, this is selfish because he asked, God, bless me. Why wouldn't you want God to bless you? Ask him. We don't ask because we don't think we deserve that. We don't think we deserve for him to bless us. We don't ask. We want him to bless you and you and bless so-and-so. But why can't we say, God, bless me. Bless me. It's not selfish prayer. It's saying, bless me. Enlarge my territory. This is his prayer. 32-word prayer. I believe he was desperate. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Indeed. I underlined that. Indeed. Indeed. Exclamation point. Bless me indeed. And enlarge my territory. Bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me. And that you would keep me from evil. That I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. There's not much on Jabez, but this little part in Chronicles, and it starts listing all these names, and I think there's 44 some names, and and all of a sudden they get to Jabez, and it says, he interrupted God. God was like, oh, he's desperate. He wants me to bless him. So guess what God did? God granted his request. Hallelujah. Come to him with bold prayers, church. Bold prayers. Hallelujah. You are mighty. We are mighty. And there is an amazing power in this room tonight. Would you stand with me? Satan's biggest fear is if you believe who God says you are and what you possess in you. Church, I want more of God. I want more of God. And I hope tonight we are here to say, God, we want you more. We want you in every situation, every fiber, facet of our being. When I wake up, God, I want to be the first thing I do is seek your face. When I go to bed, I want to seek your face and lay down my head knowing I spent time with God and let it just permeate through my dreams. And when I wake up, that word is still on my lips. Hallelujah. I want more of him. Hallelujah. Luke 10 verse 11. Everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who searches will find. And the door will be open for everyone who knocks. Hallelujah. Ask and we shall receive. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, keep believing. Hallelujah. Keep believing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris.
And amen. What a word. We're about ready to everybody get ready to get your communion ready. This is what it's about right here, that we're communing with God. Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word. I hear it. Listen, how desperate are you for a miracle? You know, I was talking to somebody today and they said, how come there's so many... Tell me about these miracles that happen, you know, in India and Africa. You talk about all the time. How come? I said, because there's desperate people came to meet God. Because these are people that didn't have a meal, that were starving to death. There's people that they don't have a doctor. They can't go to Revco. They can't go to the pharmacy. Revco. They can't go to the store just to buy Pepsi or whatever. You know what I mean? Something for their stomach. But they're desperate. They need God. Come on, amen. They need God. And they would walk average of 15 miles to touch and to be in the presence, to believe that there's someone there that God says, if you stand together and agree with this word, that God's going to interrupt this moment. And they'll come there and literally people will grow limbs, that bones will come back together again. People, there was a woman that was so desperate for God that she brought her husband's coffin into the service. They wouldn't let it in. They said, no, take him to the basement. And while her husband's coffin was in the basement, the minister was preaching the gospel, the promises of God. And he woke up out of that tomb. He got up out of that coffin. He got up. It's a documented proof. He got up out of that place when the house began to shake. Hallelujah. A man rose. Hallelujah. In God's presence. I'm desperate for it. Desperate for it. I'm desperate for Jesus. For Jesus. For Jesus. And when you're desperate for Jesus, miracles happen. I promise you. Hallelujah. So tonight we're just going to receive this. We're going to receive the communion. Hallelujah. You're real blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread as we take hold of our bread. Hallelujah. This is his body. Hallelujah. This is his sacrifice. This is everything. He sacrificed everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Father God, I pray that God, Lord, you, by you, hallelujah, sacrificing, you've given me the strength. You've showed me the way, God, Lord, hallelujah, with an example, God, that you set it for me, God, and by your strength, by me receiving the bread of life, hallelujah, in me. There's nothing that is impossible, hallelujah. There's nothing that we can't do through you. So God, we receive this by faith, hallelujah, that we receive, God, that we are one with you in your body, in Jesus' name. Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he took the bread. Hallelujah. And he took it. And he took the cup. And he gave thanks. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for giving your life. We thank you, hallelujah, for your blood. This is the blood, hallelujah, that flows through our bones, hallelujah, our body, that gives us life, that gives us hope. It is your life. It's resurrection life. So God, Lord, we speak to our brothers and sisters right now that are lost by your healing blood, hallelujah. By your blood, we declare right now, God, over those that are hurting, those that are broken, those that need a miracle, we speak the blood of Jesus Christ. It's still more powerful than ever. It's powerful, hallelujah. It still works, hallelujah. It's still powerful, God. So we declare and plead the blood as we receive it upon our lives right now in Jesus' name. Let's just sing that for a second.
Who? That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Yep.
That is who you are.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, Lord, for this word. I thank you, God, Lord, that it stirs our hearts. Hallelujah. God, Lord, that we lay aside to God. We lay aside to God, Lord, those things that don't mean anything, God. When we set our hearts towards you, God. Lord, that we're willing to sell everything, God, that you, Lord, the one that you told to God, Lord, are you willing to sell them? Are you willing to let it go? Lord, I'm willing to let it go. Hallelujah. I'm willing to sell it, God, that you're more valuable. Hallelujah, than anything, God. So, God, Lord, I just pray to God, Lord, for a stirring within our hearts, God. Each one here tonight. And we will declare with all of our hearts that we are, and I am, blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah.
That is who you are. That is who you are.